Did it feel like a momentous occasion?
It did. I mean, it's the first time the Olympic flame has been on the island of Ireland, so there is a lot of significance in terms of that. But even, you know, the kind of, I suppose the excitement building up, you know, the plane was a bit delayed, you know, and you're kind of waiting on it coming in. And then just to actually see it, I mean, I'm like a lot of people, I've seen it on television, but to see it myself, I suppose adding to the experience. But it's, you know, I mean, you've seen the reception that the flame got walking through the foyer of the airport. And we're hoping that same excitement applies across the whole route of the torch.
I was just going to ask that. What are your expectations for the coming days? I mean, will it be judged on numbers? Will it be a disappointment if there's not a huge turnout?
I'm hoping a lot of people come out and support the torchbearers, because for me, they are the real, I suppose they should be the real focus on this. I mean, lots of people have been nominated. And I'm hoping, I mean, I know in my own part of Belfast, there's going to be a lot of support for the torchbearers going through, but even for torchbearers from Belfast, North Belfast, who are participating in the route. So I'm hoping the communities come out and support them.
To what extent do you hope that the city of Belfast and beyond gets a real long-lasting benefit from the London Games?
Well, I mean, the torch is going to places like Carrigeraid and the Giant's Causeway, and I'm sure other areas of outstanding natural beauty. And I'm hoping that, you know, those areas and that scenery transcends to other parts where people who come over. But I also think, you know, the whole issue of the Olympics 2012 and even preparing for World Peace and Fire Games for next year, I didn't think before that, you know, you could see the merits of working with tourism when working with the other departments, but we are all joining up. Local government are involved in the torch routes, have been involved in this throughout, and will be involved in the World Peace and Fire Games as well. And that's when you work together, you actually see better results and hopefully a better legacy for those.
Is the occasion tinged with any disappointment when you think like facilities like the 50-metre pool at Bangor weren't ready in time for games preparation?
Well, at the end of the day, we are where we are with that. I mean, I'm assured that the 50-metre pool will be ready for the World Peace and Fire Games next year. And, you know, there's situations where we could lament off over. We are where we are. We just need to move on. The important thing is to make sure that those facilities are ready for the World Peace and Fire Games for next year, which are really, really important.